keep it from running, we regulate it going in the pan from the meal. I'd like to get out and do some of it now.
And we'd have to carry the water from the well. We didn't have a pump, and we'd carry the water from the well down there in the bucket. Fill up a tub early in the morning, fill a wash tub full of water.
Yeah.
And then maybe all during the day we have to carry more water.
Did your pipes ever freeze up?
Yep.
Sometimes.
What did you call it when they did?
You called it a bursting pipe.
That still happens a lot now, doesn't it?
It still happens.
Sometimes, though, they stay frozen for a week and then come on and be all right. You won't have a bursting pipe. But sometimes you do.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to wait till they thaw before you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about when you, say, bought a large container of lard or molasses? What did you buy that in? What would you?
Well, we didn't buy much of it back then. We just didn't buy it. We made it at home. We put in a lard can.
Yeah.
It would hold about 50 pounds or 6 gallons.
You could buy these new cans, lard cans, new.
Well, you can yet?
Yes, I guess you can.
Did you ever call it a stand?
A what?
A stand, say? Stand of lard? Or?
I never did know what it was.
When you were making the, say you're making something, what do you use, say, to pour a large container or something into a smaller one?
Funnel.
And
when we were putting syrup in the jugs, we'd have to put it in there with a funnel so we could pour it faster. Just have a funnel sitting in there.
I have poured it in jugs down there. If I didn't know anybody, but if I thought they weren't watching me, I could do it all right. But if somebody's watching
what?
Me, they'd say, I don't see how in the world you can pour that in there without spilling it. Well, I get where I couldn't think.
Yeah, then you couldn't if they're watching. When you're on your own, I can do it fine. Did you have buggies and horses and wagons?
Buggy and a wagon.
Yeah.
What did you use to make them go?
You answered.
No, you had lines that went up to the bed up here, and you guided them to that. If they, when you told them to get up, if they didn't get up, you slapped them with that leather strap line about that wide.
Did you ever have a separate thing just to hit them with?
In buggy, you had a buggy whip instead of carrying them around.
And you'd use that?
That's more for looks, I think, than anything.
Didn't you use the... the strap. What about you were buying something and it was in a big sack? What kind of sack did you have?
Buying feed, we buy it in what you call a jute. Mm-hmm. And then the guy where we bought chicken feed in just regular cloth sheeting sack and flour and cloth sack.
Did you ever have any other kind of sacks?
Well, cloth sacks and paper sacks, that's what we...
And we, back then we called them tow sacks. They were made out of jute or something like that.
That was what our fertilizers bought.
Is that the same thing like you buy potatoes in or something?
Well, now you buy potatoes in those, I call it lattice sacks, you know, they... these strain sacks, and the strings will have, say, squares in them about that big, you know, so they get higher.
Type of burlap?
Well, it's not as thick as burlap.
Yeah.
More of a mesh sack. Mesh.
Mm-hmm. And you were going to take some corn down to the mill. What did you call the amount that you took? You were taking the corn down to the mill?